Senate Republican leadership update with Senator John Braun. Governor Ferguson's inaugural address had a lot of points that resonated with Republicans. What do you think his next steps will be?
It's nice what he said, and I certainly think we ought to take him at his word and act in good faith to do those things. And if he's not being truthful, then that'll play out. But I think we should assume he is. We also have to recognize that if we're going to get a bill on his desk to sign, we still have to find a path with current Democratic majority leaders. So it may make our efforts easier or give us opportunity we didn't have otherwise, but it's no clear path to done. We should be clear. He said some, Governor Ferguson said some nice things, some things that seemed to share some of our priorities. But the words that did not come out of his mouth was, I will not sign new taxes. He said he was going to push on savings, but he didn't say no taxes. But so our job, Republicans, I think our mission is to go out and show how it can be done. We've made the case, and nobody disputes that because it's true. We're not in a recession. Our revenues are not declining. They're going to go up by $5 billion in the next 2 years. We have to show the Democratic majorities in the legislature and ultimately the people of the state of Washington that we can live within our means and still deliver the services that our citizens need in their daily lives. I 100% believe that's true, but that's our mission. We got to go find that savings and show that new taxes are not required to do this in Washington.
Senate Republican Leadership Update with Senator John Braun. I'm Tracy Ellis.